Okay, we're continuing in the Shoni Halachas. I'm in Siman Tuf Membeis, Sif Yud. So he says all these different dinim that we just had. Kol ze le'inyan achila, that's in terms of eating chametz. Aval le'inyan bal yiro, bal yimatzah, but in terms of not seeing or not finding chametz. So there, if you have a min b'she'eno mino, you have mixed together two different types of foods. Afilu ein bo kezayis, even if you don't have kezayis b'dei achilas pras. Kol zman shu pochos m'shishim, as long as it's less than 60th. Sheyesh bo benos and tam, when there is an imparting of flavors, he adds there from the Chazanish, whether it was mixed together through cold or whether through cooking, you violate bal yira bal yamatzah. Meaning, because anytime you have a chelik that's sitting in a kli, one kli, the kli is going to mitzaref it, is going to co-join it. And since there's a kezayis together, you're now going to have an iser daraisa in its achila because of tam ke'ikr. So therefore, if you have something which is less than a kezayis, but it's imparting flavor into the dish, and you have that dish in a pot, that's going to be chametz, and you violate bal yira bal yibatze. So the Chazon Ish, though, is unsure if you over bal yira bal yiratze mamish, or it's only a iser of chatzi shir, iser daraisa like of chatzi shir, meaning of half a shir, half a measurement. And it's mashma that even if it's not in one kli, only it's in, even if it's just in your shus, as long as it's not on the ground. By the ground, it's already mavutal. It's nifsal mechilas kelev, and he's also mesubik, also without even a tarovis, two chatzi zesim if you violate bal yira bal yamatze mamish. And he says it's mashma ktsas that it's that there is by a tarovis bal yira, and it's not just something called chatzi shir. And he gives a type of example of a food. The chashim mishnah mashi shem tarzvim over v'shah aser af la'acher pesach. And if you stalled it around, it's aser even after pesach. Ba'af imemo kezayis bakulu. Even if there isn't a kezayis bakulu, yeshkan iser deraisa mishum chetzi shir. There is still going to be an iser deraisa because of chetzi shir. Okay, if there is 60th, even though it mixed on pesach, since midaraisa it's mutter to eat it, right? If the ratio is 60 against it. Even af midr rabbanon iser, even though iser midr rabbanon, it's aser mashu. It's not bal yira bal yamatzah. However, aser lashosa midr rabbanon, but you can't stall it around midr rabbanon because you might come to eat it on Pesach and you have to burn it before Pesach. By the way, you might come to eat it because let's say, for example, let's say you mix in there. If I leave that alone, vim niskar be Pesach tzarech az levarim. Now, if you remember on Pesach, you're going to need it then to burn it. But if you stalled after Pesach, it's going to be mutter because there never was a violation of bal yira bal yamatzah to begin with, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. If you mix together dry with dry, since we hold aim bila hare yesh ta'arovis she'aim beheter shishim, so we assume when it's two dry items together, there is a further problem that there is a mixture now which does not have any heter of 60. It doesn't have the ability to nullify at this point, and therefore tzarechi, and what would be the din? Bechem nisar of min b'mino kevin de minatar beruvotah. Now, if you have a same type of species, and therefore no flavor stands out that's different between the kosher and the non-kosher, the chametz and the non-chametz, kevin de minatar beruvotah. Since mid the araisa, it's botel beruv, mutter la'achlo, right? And aimbo mishum bal yira bal yamatzah, but midrabanan, it's usher to keep it around. And you need, Chazanish says, to bottle it before Pesach and burn it. And if you realize it on Pesach, you need to burn it then. If you forgot and remembered on Pesach, you need to burn it. And if you over velo bir on Pesach, it's mutter b'achila. A min b'she'eno, mino, meaning again, something with it, with something that's not its kind, that gets mixed together, and the aimbo chametz bein, but it has no chametz bein visual, just a taste. Since you cooked ezadaber with the chametz, and rehisira chametz, v'lo nishubar latam, all you have is the flavor, which was not 60 levatalit, even though it's also to eat him in a Torah, because of tam ke'ikr. However, in terms of bal yira, the chayadim says you don't violate. But midurabonon, it's vaday also to keep it around, and you need to get rid of it. Now, Esher Kedai Lahach, Mervyesh Chog, Mr. Lid, Kevin the Osir Bachilim in a Torah, Yochai Babir. Right, Gam came in a Torah, Yim Lo Bir, Osir Gam Laachar, Pesach Bano. A Mokom Hefsim Marub, in a case of great loss, you could be Makil like the first opinion. And that's so long as the Tafshil, the dish, is receives the Tam of the Chametz itself. But a Tafshil that was cooked before Pesach in a Kedera, that you, let's say, for example, you cook a dish, and a pot that was used for chametz that day. So even though there isn't in the dish 60 against the chametz that's coming out from the dish, it's still mutter to keep it around until after Pesach, but you have to make sure to keep it somewhere where you're not going to go take it from. And the das of the Chazon Ish is there's no difference in cham chametz lema mashal. and therefore asur min haTorah b'achila, and you violate Baal Yerav Lo. That's a lot of chumras here from the Chazon Ish. B'chayiv b'biur af im bitlo. And even after Pesach, one should asur if you're not going to rely on the poskim, the tam ke'ikers lav deraisa. Okay, and also from the plaitas hakelim, from the stuff that comes out of the kelim, you should asur it. But b'stama, when they're 60, u'bezeh sheyesh tam mashu v'asur l'shosu mikom v'gamutal achar Pesach. But when you know there isn't 60, there should be no chilik ben tam chametz l'plaitas kelim. To the taste of chametz and that which comes out from a kelim, shenichmas v'atasher, that goes into the dish. But the kelim themselves, which are blue in the chametz, are mutter to stall around, as it will explain in Siman Tuf Nun Aleph. We stop there for today.